This is Nicole Whitney.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Conscious Infinity with Rebecca Wiley, heard here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Rebecca is an integrative medicine practitioner and medical intuitive blessed with psychic abilities and a passion for holistic healing. She's trained in several healing modalities and has founded her own called Zero Point Activations. Tune in to hear weekly Conscious Infinity conversations with Rebecca and her special guests from around the world. Let's welcome Rebecca back to News for the Soul Radio now.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me back. Today, I want to talk about how beautiful our consciousness is, and I want to talk about how we are born to innately heal our own bodies. If you think about this, we are all a divine spark of light from God, Creator, Source. So we're perfect within our creation. And how I came about thinking about this, I want to tell you my story around this. I was thinking to myself, you know, we're kind of put on this earth as these beautiful human beings. We have amazing hardware and software within ourselves, access to God Creator Source. And how can we possibly heal ourselves? And so I started deconstructing it. I started thinking, okay, we have breath. We have the fact that we feel pain in our body and the ability to connect. So what happened was, is I was on one of my famous ayahuasca journeys, and I remember thinking before I actually did this ayahuasca ceremony, I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. And I had this premonition of having a near-death experience. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to have to get into a car wreck. I don't want to have a near-death experience to heal myself, because we hear about that all the time. So I put intention into the universe, you know, help me here. And I went into a cabin within the woods, and I was doing an ayahuasca ceremony, and all of a sudden, I started correcting myself, and that's really how I explain it. Like, my breath was taking on a life of its own. You know, when we heal ourselves, the breath guides us, and, you know, we're not controlling it. My body was contorting. I knew how to move my body. I knew what to touch. As I was touching certain parts of my body and then exhaling into the breath, I started cracking everywhere. Things about my body started cracking that I didn't even know existed in my skull. I was working on my own TMJ. I was doing my own cranial sacral movements. Things that I see happening that, you know, that professionals know how to do. I didn't know how to do this. And there's so much that I went through that night. My eyes were rolling in the back of my head. After 32 hours of doing this and my husband thinking that I'd lost my mind, I got up and felt absolutely like I've never felt in my life. It was like I was a 20-year-old with a lot of energy. I had no back pain. I had no neck pain. I felt completely free. And I was thinking, wow, there's something really, really to this. So I started to kind of deconstruct this in my mind and do my own channeling around it, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. I also, Ryza, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. So Ryza Harris, she's my colleague, and she also works a lot with the physical body in reference to spirit, God, Creator, Source, and does a lot of her own channelings, and she's an exceptional resource to talk to. Like I said, she has the ability to get in tune with the physical body, connect with God, Creator, Source, and then, you know, together we kind of figure out what's going on here. So I want to start with just really talking about Kundalini. Kundalini is basically the central nervous system. If you think about Kundalini, what Kundalini is, it's the vagus nerve And what the vagus nerve does is it connects from the first chakra up into the crown. The vagus nerve basically sends communication throughout all of our body. So whenever you learn to think of yourself as mind, body, and spirit, you're not a physical body, but you're everything connected, you realize that what you're doing is you're connecting with the central nervous system of the universe. So when you're able to get yourself in the center of your heart, which is your command center, you're aligning yourself once again with the kundalini of the universe. And then together, between you and the universal energy, you can totally correct your body. Okay, so then how do you do this? How do you get the kundalini to work for you? How do you get the central nervous system to work for you? Once again, the answer to really everything in life, if you ever have a question in life and you're like, how do I heal this? How do I take care of this? My life is in chaos. What do I do? I'm going to have one answer to everything, and that's go into your command center within the heart. The heart is everything. It knows everything. Remember, you're born as an all-knowing source. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about here, so I'm trying to figure out where to begin. But, okay, so let's talk about, first of all, the ability to heal. And I'm going to actually do an example here. Ryza, can you think of something on your body right now that hurts you, something that's having pain, a little bit of tension?
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so before this radio show, my nose started running out of nowhere. So let's go into the morphic field of that into my body as some demonstration.
We want to, because you're very advanced and you're talking, so we want to take this as though you're a client and you come in and you say, I have a runny nose and I don't want that anymore. Okay? So breath is everything. So when you take a deep breath and I take a deep breath, we're going to connect breath. Okay? So take a deep breath. And then I'm going to say to you, I'm going to say, okay, go into the nose. Well, first of all, go into your heart center, go into the command center. Just take a deep breath, go into your command center. So that's where we're commanding all of this from. Okay? And now we're going to sit in our command center, and now I want you to go into the area of your nose. Okay? So we're going to start off really basic as though you're just a client that comes off the street. Okay, so are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. Now, don't question yourself and tell me what comes to you. Thoughts, feelings, emotions?
This phrase, I shouldn't have to do this, and I know exactly where that came from.
Yep. Okay, you shouldn't have to do this, okay? So then I'm going to ask, shouldn't have to do what?
Okay, so earlier in the day, I was taking a combat life-saving course, and there was a part in the course where they did the pharyngeal airway, where you stick the tube down your nose. I did not want to do that, and I did it anyways.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you didn't want to do that, but you did that anyways. Okay, so go into that energy. You did that anyways. Now, remember, I'm tapped into you, okay? So this goes pretty deep, and I actually kind of feel this going through your throat. This is about you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did this anyways. So take a deep breath and go there. We're going to follow this. And remember, breath is healing. As you breathe in, you're breathing in that God, creator, source energy. You're surrendering into the exhale, so you're letting go. Let go into that energy of, I did this anyways. Now, what's going on with you now?
The feeling of me ignoring my intuition.
Okay. You ignoring your intuition. Okay, so take a deep breath into that. Really surrender into that exhale. So you're able to take yourself to the core of that. Where's the core of that?
The core of that is we always have choices here on Earth, and sometimes I think that I don't have choices. That's
okay.
The immediate core.
Okay, but where would that come from? Why does that even exist in you?
That would come from childhood.
Okay. Okay. So there's a lot of fear around that. I can feel the fear around
Wow, Rebecca, this is connected to ear tubes as a child.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh. That is so weird you said that. Okay.
Yeah, because I did feel that tingling in my ear. Okay, so we are into ear tubes. And so this is really cool because you know what the inner ear is? Remember you and I were channeling, the inner ear is basically the labyrinth of the body. Okay, so go into that inner ear. Take a deep breath because that is where we're going.
This is deep.
Okay, so now your consciousness and breath is in the inner ear. Take a deep breath, breathe in that God creator source and surrender into the exhale. You're going to have a lot of energy come through your hands. What's going on there right now?
My hand or my ear?
So when you breathe into the inner ear and you surrender into the exhale, there's going to be energy coming out your hands. So just let that happen and then tell me what's going on, what's coming up for you.
For me, it is, I don't really want to hear that. So I'll create the result of not being able to hear that, which goes to, is the energy, the root, is the energetic behavior right before my mother and father divorced.
Okay. Okay, so what were you scared of? Because there's fear there. And it wasn't just your fear, by the way. You're picking up on your mom's fear, too. But what was the fear around?
Let me breathe deeper into that. Okay, so I'm in my ear canal, setting into my heart, breathing. So I actually feel like my whole morphic field just morphed into my mother. It's the feeling of thinking. Ask me the question again so that I can re-trigger the morphic field.
So fear, the fear of the whole divorce. You didn't want to hear that. And so you're holding the fear of the imprints, actually, of your mommy and probably dad. What was so scary about it? What is the fear all around?
Well, my whole body just morphed, feels like it morphed into my mother. And it feels like not wanting to have a child that is not 100% healthy.
Okay.
And then if I breathe into my body, that aspect of me, it feels like not wanting to disappoint my parents.
Okay. Okay, so hold on. So actually there's a dissonance. So like this is what's coming up around this for me. You are kind of like, if you can imagine your mom and dad in a divorce, and then they have this band of energy between them that's kind of like holding them together but stretching apart, that band of energy is you. So you need to let yourself go from either side and just bounce back into you. So do that energetic. Take a deep breath. We're going to cut the cords from you to your mother, from you to your father. And let that go. Let that go. And you're getting your voice back. You're stepping into your power. You're stepping into your truth. Okay, now here comes the other powerful part of our Kundalini process. Roll your eyes in the back of your head. Focus on that inner ear, the inner ear canals. Roll your eyes in the back of your head. And then surrender into the exhale. Okay, how are you feeling?
Much better. My nasal airways are actually clearer. I don't have so much movement in my throat, ears, and nose. I would like to talk about how beneficial it is to roll our eyes into the back of our head We have to think about how so many times during the day we're either looking at a phone, which is just 2 points of contact from our eyes. We're just looking straight forward. When you allow your eyes to roll back, it connects certain neural pathways in the brain to then, it's like restarting the entire body to the desired effect that you wish.
Yeah, because it's working on the cerebellum. Yeah. So it's really cool because whenever I was going through my adjustments, I remember, and I'm going to get right back into some deep state conspiracy theories here. I was doing stuff that The Exorcist did, like contortions, eyes rolling in the back of the head. And I remember thinking, I feel evil right now. And then I thought, bingo, like, can you imagine the self-healing is making me feel evil? And if I wouldn't have known what I know, I would have stopped because my eyes were completely rolling in the back of my head. So, you're right. It's like it's almost – it's beyond cerebellum. It's connecting like – it feels like we are completely connecting to this part of us that's asleep or rolling the eyes in the back of our head when we're healing. Is that what it feels like to you?
Yes, because – so and I've – this is part of my own channeling. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for how much the human body does naturally. So – for everybody listening, just take a deep breath in and feel that your body is doing so many tasks at once, carrying blood to certain places, pumping the heart correctly. But sometimes what we miss and forget is when we're blinking every day, I've always asked myself, why is it that we blink? For me, I truly believe, exactly with this whole eye rolling thing, that when we blink, we're changing realities based off our thoughts, our feelings, our heart center, our command center. So with rolling our eyes, it gives our angels, our guides, our spirit team time to change the movie with what we're seeing. When we're rolling our eyes, you can't see much of anything. You're seeing the lids. So for me and my channeling, I truly believe that the more we roll our eyes, the more our spirit team can help change the play or the movie that we are creating.
Yeah, because every breath, every blink is a death and a rebirth. And we can, you know, basically die and come back to life with every breath or every blink of the eye. So that kind of leads me into whenever I was in that prolonged healing journey I was on that, well, a day and a half. One thing that I was doing is I was finding parts of the body, and I was becoming so flexible. So what I would do is, if I would put my neck back or stretch and there was pain, I would know pain's not a natural state of our being. You know, pain, we shouldn't be taking medicine for pain. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be ignoring the pain. So I would just go into the pain and actually make it feel kind of worse. I would take a deep breath because I knew that was God, creator, source energy. I would exhale into the breath, and then I would say, I no longer exist. I'm putting death to that. And the next thing I know, I was stretching further. And so I would be able to get into these movements. Like, I understand what yogis do now. I truly understand yoga at that point. It was breath was everything, the surrendering into the pain, and the saying, I no longer exist in this, was everything. And it was like, then I could just stretch. I was, like, able to do things that I normally couldn't do just by those simple movements. And then that's when my body started cracking as well. So I do want to try to – I want to do something on you that has some – because if you think about the central nervous system, you're going from the tailbone, you know, up to the crown. A lot of things manifest in the shoulders, like in the angel wings, in the neck. So, Ryza, if you – you know, if you're testing your movements right now with your neck and your range of motion, do you feel like it's stuck anywhere?
It is stuck towards – 2 o'clock on the clock.
Okay. Right, so what I want you to do is I want you to constrict that area, like go into the pain. Go into the pain, okay? And we're not even going to talk about what comes up for you because we could easily talk about what comes up for you and let everybody know. But instead of doing that, take a breath and surrender into the exhale and let go and, And you're saying, I no longer exist.
I no longer exist.
And surrender into that. Now, what is the pain doing?
It's shifting more towards the middle. And with
okay.
that, I'm going
to
do
that.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer exist. And now the next step is intuitively led hand movement. That's
yep.
how I feel.
Yep, I was just about to say that. So the hand holds everything, everything. And we don't even need to know. Let's not even go to the science of anything. Just touch your hand, you know, and touch the place that is tender. So keep your neck there where that pain is, because right now we're in the circuit. Yeah, because you're combining the pain with what the tender point in the hand is, which is what, you know, your internal being, your internal body, and you're shifting it. So you're finding coherence with it. So press on the point in the hand that feels tender.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're accessing the pain in the neck too. Taking a deep breath and surrendering into the exhale, saying, I don't exist in this. I no longer exist.
I no longer exist.
And release it, surrender into it.
And then from here, I want to do figure eights with my eye rolling and then eye rolling. And
yeah, so, okay.
I hear from my body after that, the templates that have been released will be complete.
Okay. Now, many people, because you know they're complete, a lot of doctors will use like the muscle testing around that. But what you essentially did was you were able to feel the pain in the neck, because the neck and back are huge with the kundalini. You're able to go into that stressful point of the angel wings, like where are the angel wings being constricted? Think of that. Then you're able to touch your hand and figure out, okay, what part of the body is this, or what chakra, because all the chakras are in the hand, but so are all the meridian points. So whether it be, you could say it's in the solar plexus chakra, or maybe it's the colon, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same thing. And you're accessing that point in the hand while accessing that point in the kundalini, you know, up the central nervous system, taking a deep breath, breathing in the healing energy, which is God, creator, source, surrendering into it and saying, I trust where this goes, letting go. And then what I noticed was my whole, at times when I do this, like I would just start cracking, you know, cracking my neck, my back. And you knew it was complete because you know that. So you go in the heart space and you would know, like, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Now, if you're not that versed in your own intuition, you could do muscle testing to say, is this process complete?
And the biggest
okay.
thing to learn about these movements is even if one isn't very well versed into the intuition, when you ask a single question, is this complete? And the first answer is yes. I would firmly like to say that is your answer in which you were wanting to ask. If it's no, then you can go back to the steps and press on the pain if it's still there, if it's in a different spot, maybe it's shifted. Oftentimes when I do these adjustments, because I haven't done 30-hour adjustments, but I've done probably about 10, which I think even 10 is a long time. You'll see after these adjustments, your reality and your whole body is different. Almost like people are even reacting to you differently because you're holding, you got rid of certain subconscious energies that were trapped inside of your body.
Oh, yeah. The eye rolling is completely resetting stuff. It's allowing the body to go into its own chaos and reset itself. You know, like people... psychology tried ECT with that. You know, they don't even know what ECT does. They just kind of connect stuff to your brain and electrocute you, and then, you know, hoping that the central nervous system rewires itself and you feel better. But we can do that stuff ourselves by, like, the things that we're talking about with the eye rolling and the kundalini work, like raising the frequency within the body. So the pineal gland, okay, is basically has been, in my opinion, calcified a lot in the human process, you know, through fluoride or
the toxins within the pharmaceutical medication, the toxins within the air, the chemtrails. So the pineal gland, you know, for a lot of people is suffering. And I think one of our main goals is to awaken the pineal gland. And we can do that through our awareness, because the pineal gland is directly attached to the third eye and the crown. And basically that's saying, okay, close your eyes, realize that you're more than what meets the eye, and your pineal gland will overcome the toxic effects of, you know, our environment. And that's all through meditation and awareness. Okay, so then let's talk about the morphic field of the systems. So everything has a morphic field around it. Like we talked about in one of my prior radio shows, everything, like a church has a morphic field, heroin has a morphic field, cancer has a morphic field, you know, Disney World has a morphic field. So a morphic field is kind of like a personality around something. So if you take a system within the body, like the digestive system and the endocrine system, you know, whatever that system may be, it has its own morphic field. One of the things that I've learned is that morphic field is relevant because of all the consciousness, like everybody's connected, you know, in the whole like heart-mind connection, we are connected with everybody else around us. So part of the thing that we have to do is work with the morphic fields. And so if you tap into the digestive system and you're going into the morphic field of the digestive system and you're breathing into that, if you have really bad digestion, you just take a deep breath, go into the heart center, tap into your own morphic field of the digestive system. Is there any blocks, programs, or fears that are coming up around that morphic field? And another thing is that one of the things that I have found really relevant is communication between the systems. And there's something called dyslexic patterns, where there's systems within the body that aren't communicating the way they should. And you can actually, through this work, you can access a system within your body, talk to it, and then teach it how to communicate with the other systems within the body just by putting your intention and focus on that as well. What are your experiences around that, Ryza?
Doing body talk, Rebecca?
Yeah.
So my biggest experiences with doing this is our body is always in communication with us, whether it is, even if we woke up in the morning and we stubbed our toe on something, everything down to your plates dropping from the kitchen is a way that you are communicating with yourself. So with body talk, the reason why it's so relevant and important is because you can tap into anything. For me, I tap into my feet a lot. I tend to get soreness in my feet when I know I need to go talk with nature or be in nature. So when you allow your body to just talk, the whole world opens up for you and with you.
Yes. Okay, so talk about, if you don't mind, I want to talk about the connection between the universal central nervous system, the cosmic kundalini, and our kundalini, and how we get that. Because if we can pair our kundalini up with the cosmic kundalini and get that in coherence, basically we would go through a whole massive clearing by connecting with the elementals and all of that around us. And I know, Ryza, you do a lot of elemental work, correct?
Yes.
With the earth, that's what I'm talking about. So when you are connected to that earth, it is so powerful what it does, you know, to our kundalini. So what are your experiences around that? Like your experiences of like the cranial sacral connection whenever you're in the elemental realm, what's it doing for your body?
So when I raise my frequency to even – so the elemental realm is the biggest subject I think we could ever put you listeners into, because the elemental realm is what makes your couch, or your house, what I've found that when we're connecting our nervous system with the universal nervous system, when you're doing simple things like yoga or neck rotations, when you're meditating in that state, you'll start to find that it's connecting to worlds inside of you. So when you start adjusting on these worlds, there's so much that you're changing. I once did a ceremony with Rebecca, an ayahuasca ceremony. And if I had moved my hand a certain way while on ayahuasca, I noticed what I was changing in the universe. Because it's all connected by our meridians, our chakras, everything, just like I said, down to you stubbing your toe, it is so, so, so connected. Nothing here that happens is just of coincidence. It's so deeply connected to what's going on in your body.
Yes.
So I think as an integrative medicine practitioner, like we both are, one of the things that's the most frustrating is when you come up and you're working with a client who just can't seem to heal. You know, you're trying all these techniques with them. You know, you're teaching them breathing, tapping into their consciousness, their awareness, and they're not really budging. And so what I've tapped into the energy of that, and I find that there's a lot of looping there. Like, it's kind of like they're just going around in circles. It's like they're not able to get themselves out of that coherence of that loop. So when you tap into that, you know, Riza, and I can tell you what I think, but what do you think is going on when they're trapped into that loop of not healing?
So oftentimes when I see this with some of my clients that I run into, I have two ways of doing this. I'll begin with the one with what I really think is going on is that there's a threshold of, let me find the right words for this. In order to remove certain templates that would cause whatever problem we're feeling, there needs to be like a death and rebirth cycle. So maybe we're not breathing deep enough into it in order for the death and rebirth cycle to begin. Mm. Just like how we have mentioned, I no longer exist. By stating I no longer exist, it frees you from any paradigm, construct, script that you're running. It literally dissolves the script. If you went around all day saying, I no longer exist, I no longer exist, your realities aren't going to have much to attach to you because you're commanding that you're free of everything. It's super transformative. The other way that I look at this is when I come across this, I actually start adjusting on myself. If I have a client that isn't shifting, I will go into my soul, into my consciousness, and figure out, well, if this beautiful being is in my reality, this is showing me and telling me something. If they're not shifting, then this has to be an area where I'm not shifting. I will find the root cause in my reality, and then within a day, they'll tell me, hey, with a breakthrough, because I myself, we're all connected here. We're all in one huge web. I myself freed myself from a certain template, and now that person in my reality, they can't resonate with it because I don't resonate with that energy. So a lot of the times, yes, as this field doing theta healing, we're having clients and we're helping them through these health problems, but when things aren't shifting, I immediately go, okay, how can I help this if we're all one?
Yeah, I love that. That's the Ho'oponopono coming out in you. We heal ourselves, we heal other people. And then what I like about that is, too, if we work on the frequency of ourselves, we attract people like you that just have runny noses to work with.
Right, and I'm sure as deep as that went, we had a listener that was like, oh, my gosh, that totally rings the bell.
No, because what's interesting, I'll go back to the inner ear and the runny nose and the sinus stuff. Whenever I was channeling the stars, okay, because I was laying there underneath the stars, and there was literal stardust coming down into my crown chakra and my third eye.
And what I heard from the stars is that they are trying to give us downloads, star beings. They're trying to integrate with us. So these starseed people who have, you know, sinus issues, which you notice a lot of starseeds have sinus issues, it's because it's the digestion of the two energies together. It's the acceptance of that star energy. And what I was told is the inner ear has a lot to do with that. It's sort of the congestion around, like you were saying, that we are everything. We're that pure love that we need to have for ourselves. And then what I was told is if you squeeze on the bridge of your nose, like, because that would be like the access to the pineal, if you squeeze on the bridge of the nose, take a deep breath in and do the eye rolling and kind of let your eyes do its own thing and your breath, then that would completely heal the sinus issues and the inner ear stuff and all of the allergies that the starseed beings have a tendency to have. Have you had any experience around that?
In the allergies, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Or the nose thing?
The nose, like the way that the pineal gland has to do with the bridge of the nose and the inner ear, and when we're not fully opening up to the frequencies that are trying to get in, there's congestion there.
Okay, so I can definitely go ahead and open up about this experience on ayahuasca. So on one of my many beautiful ceremonies, my nose was cracking. Just like Rebecca had said, sometimes your body is doing things that you never knew it could do. Well, my body kept telling me, push my nose up like a pig, like push it up, jam it up, push it. And I remember I kept doing that. My nose was cracking so much. I was like, what if I break my nose on ayahuasca? How funny would that be? Well, I kept doing that. Every time I would even shift my nose, crack it just a little bit, it felt like my third eye and then below that, the pineal gland, was restarting. But not only that, the nose is connected to the neck. The neck is connected to the cerebral fluid, the spinal fluid that runs up and down. Very vital for Kundalini. After cracking my nose like that, my third eye was completely different, because that's what led me to being able to be so close with elementals and nature. With human consciousness and all of these adjustments, we're allowing our body to open up to even different visual fields.
This, you just brought up a really good point that I think a lot of people are going to want to hear, and you had talked to me about this the other day. When I was younger and I would go to a chiropractor, I would crack and I'd be like, oh, this feels so good. And then I would see him 2 days later, he would crack me, and I'd be like, this feels so good. And then 2 days later, I would need it again. And I'm like, what is going on here? And now I figured it out. It's because when we're cracking through paradigms and patterns and dysfunctional things and, you know, shifts that need to be made. But we need to catch up with those shifts. We can't just ignore the awareness around the shift. If we ignore that awareness, it just kind of goes, it resets itself back. So my suggestion is if you go to a chiropractor, do breath. Breathe in, connect with your breath. And as the chiropractor cracks you, you know, you surrender into the exhale, surrender into the crack. I don't exist in this anymore. I don't exist. That is stuff you have to say. You have to disown, you know, why that needed cracked in the first place. So if you are, something happens where you mess up your back, okay? During the time you messed up your back, there was things going on in your life, you know, certain sequence of events or coherence of events or imprints, and then your body took that on. So when you go into the adjustment and you go into the energy of the breath of what, you know, why you took that on or what was going on during that time, and you say, I don't exist in this, then you're disowning all that. You're releasing it. That's a death. Your body no longer needs to hold it. So what I found is if you go to the chiropractor and you do these techniques and you have awareness around what's being shifted or cracked, then your body doesn't have to go back, and you don't need to be cracked every, you know, 2 days or so. But then I also came into the and Risa, you actually call them layers too. So
it does.
Yeah.
I wanted to open up, and also this goes for the same thing with getting deep tissue massage. Our bodies are a mega house a powerhouse of templates. Everything that you wish to change in your reality is inside your body. It's the most simplest truth, but it's so complex. When we are getting deep tissue massages, the massager is actually massaging templates out of our body that we no longer need. When we have, what is it called, the knots in our body, those are templates that no longer are resonating with us.
Okay. So then when you're getting, because that kind of happens with massage too, where sometimes you get massage and it comes back. But what I noticed when I did the cracking and the pressure points and that whole thing I did for 32 hours, that didn't come back. Now, it came back some right now, but it, actually I stayed pretty healthy for a very long time after that. So I even think the same thing, those templates and paradigms that are stuck in us, because they're usually stuck around the angel wing area, we need to be aware, at least let our consciousness and our awareness go into that and release it, like say, I no longer exist, like give awareness to the releasing of that and then surrender, because 99% of spirituality is surrendering. So that's where the surrender and the exhale is important, when you just learn to say, I let go. I let go of this healing. And what I noticed is, go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay.
No,
the
go ahead.
The energy of letting go is the same thing as closing our eyes. It's allowing our reality to shift and change to us, to our new updated frequency.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're closing your eyes and then relying on like the pineal gland at that point, the inner eye of what you're seeing in that state of oneness, which is, I think, where we go back to. So that brings me to this whole pandemic that's going on now. It's like, you know, the fear and the fear around getting it, the fear around, you know, getting sick or isolating ourselves or getting out of our heart space is probably the worst thing we could do. You know, the best thing to do with anything is be in your heart space, raise your frequency, and you can literally be immune to anything. And what I also, when I was channeling COVID, you know, because I do think some people have gotten sick off of it, and I asked, you know, God, Creator, Source, what, you know, what's going on there? And I heard that that type of, well, any illness is attracted to shadow energies, right? So the best thing to do if you were to get something like that, the flu, COVID, whatever, is to be in agreement with the releasing those shadow energies. What is it connecting to? Go in the heart, release the shadow energies, which are the doubt, fear, shame, guilt that we carry around, and the COVID releases with that. So I think it's a good time to go inward and reflect and let go of what we no longer need and go into surrendering.
I definitely agree with that. When we are viewing COVID, in my eyes, I view it as everybody has to become so authentic during this, because for me, when I'm viewing it, the fact that we're wearing masks is a telltale sign that people are actually wearing energetic masks. So, definitely.
Yeah, and I think, like, with anything, you know, because that's what a lot of people will say, too, is they don't, like, I've met some people that really don't want to wear masks to the point where they're willing to, like, you know what I mean? The one thing that I tell people is you can alchemize anything, you know what I mean, with your intention focus, because if you're wearing a mask and you're thinking, I can't breathe in anybody else's energy, I can't breathe in anybody else's life force, I mean, there goes the coherence that connects us all together. We need to be connected. I mean, that's huge. So you have to set up a different construct in your awareness. You could say, you know, as I'm behind this mask, I'm breathing in the life force through all of my chakras. You know, I don't need to breathe the life force in through the actual physical oxygen. I can breathe it in through the chakras. I can take a full body breath and continue to breathe in the life force of everybody. So, you know, you can reset that in your brain or in your awareness to still do the same thing that you're doing without the mask. You know, I think there's ways to cope around all of that too, as well.
That's a really good point to talk more about, is our intention. because for me, I'm in the armed services right now, so I have to take all the vaccinations and shots. For me, when they are giving me the flu shot, I tell myself that they're actually going to give me a telepathic shot, and that when I get this shot, I'm going to become so telepathic and so psychic. And sure enough, after 2 weeks of taking that flu shot, I definitely felt my body get really acutely aware of the thoughts of others around me and what their intentions are. So your intention is pretty much a command book of your reality. It's about working with the God Creator Source and your own command center of what you wish to see. So a lot of people, when we're going to bed, and let's say we get less than 8 hours, we may think that we're going to be tired because we got less than 8 hours. But let's say you're going to bed and you actually only have 3 hours. If you set your intention that this, the next 3 hours that I'm going to sleep is going to be so rejuvenating and so healing to my body, when you wake up that next morning, what you commanded is going to happen.
Yes, everything is about intention. And speaking of that, my insanely psychic daughter taught me this, you know, she brought this to my awareness, which I was like, oh, wow. So, you know, the Planck experiment where, you know, they found out that the observer causes the effects, you know, you as the observer are the witness to the effects. You create in your reality what you observe and what your intentions are, right? So, you know, one day, you know, she told me that she's like, when a doctor is reading an x-ray or reading results, the intention of what their focus is can be huge on, like, what you accept. You know, what is their intention as them, as the witness, what is there as their witness in your results? So I think that one of the things whenever she said that was, wow, like, you know, really kind of own your own results, you know, read your own x-ray around things, your own MRI, you know, and really take that power. You know, I'm not saying don't go to Western medicine, because Western medicine is amazing, but just even her bringing that to my attention was like, what are the possibilities around that? Now, you as the person receiving the information could, you know, not receive it in that way. But if you're not sure if you have a broken bone or not, you know, you're on the fence about it, and what that doc says might be, it might, you know, be what happens to you, like if the bone is broken or not broken. So, you know, that's something to really think about.
That is a very good point, Rebecca.
Yeah, so I'm always, like, careful about, like, who I go to. You know, there's some amazing doctors out there, doctors that believe in the magic and miracles, and they live to see paranormal within their practice, you know what I mean? Like magic and miracles. And that's the kind of doctors that I think, like, we should be navigating towards. One of my experiences with Richard Bartlett, who I will always forever sing his praises, you know, and I definitely believe in instantaneous healing. And that's another thing, is when someone wants to heal, they have to believe in instantaneous healing. So you got to check your belief around that. But I'm also very faith-based. I believe magic miracles. And I remember I got into a skiing accident, and I was wearing a cast. And then when I walked into it, he healed me. Basically, it was with one of those, not a cast, but it was one of the braces that you can take on and off, because they were trying to figure out whether I had to have surgery or not. And within 5 minutes, you know, I was completely healed. It was like I was the observer, he was the observer, we observed the healing. And I went out and started running on the treadmill. It was amazing. And I realized the power of observation and belief at that point was huge, because there would be people right behind me that would receive a similar healing from him and not with like results, because I think that receiving the healing has to surrender into their own healing and have a belief that it's going to work, the belief that it will instantaneously work as well. So, I know we're at our last 5 minutes, Ryza. I'm going to have you just introduce yourself formally and tell them a little bit about what you do and your website.
Okay, awesome. So I'm Riza Harris, and I definitely would call myself a psychic intuitive. My biggest focus when doing the work that I do is to shift subconscious so we can have whatever we want, do whatever we want on Earth, as long as our subconscious mind is aligning with that. Right now, I am the founder of Riza Energetics. The website is risaenergetics.com. And to formally do an introduction, I guess the last thing I need to say is my heart is in seeing the instantaneous shifts of humanity, because the things that our body can do is anything. It's just, what are we limiting? What are we putting a limit on for us?
Yes. Yeah. So, and then I invite everybody to practice this. Practice working with your own body to do healing through breath and listen to your own body talk. You know, find the low tender spots on your hands and your feet. Breathe into it. Feel the shift through your own body and say, I surrender into this. I no longer exist. See what this does for you, or find a part of your body that's in pain and talk to it and say, hey, what's going on here? And what you'll notice is things will just randomly come to your mind. And, you know, don't think they're just fleeting thoughts. Really pay attention to them, process through them, and release them. And another thing, my website is www.consciousinfinity.net. One of the things that I'm working on right now is my Upside Down Mirror podcast. I'm on the fourth episode, and it's basically about my journey from my false twin flame to my true twin flame and all the paranormal events in between. And I want to thank everybody for having me here. And Riza, I thank you for being on the call. I always love your expertise. And I will be talking to you later. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Everybody have a magical day and create miracles in your life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.